testing. That was good. And I heard that prelude and I thought, wow, how many fingers are on that keyboard? So, bless you. Thank you. Welcome to this morning's announcements. We're glad you're here this morning. It's Ishigan week, isn't it? It's good that the pastor's from Michigan, and we probably couldn't understand his sermon today, all right? But anyway, that's a lot of fun. There was a lot of praying this weekend. I think all the number 1, 2, 3, 4 teams were praying because it came down to some close games. So anyway, it's just a fun week for everybody. So nothing's thought of it. There's some things I do want you to know, though. We have a tradition here, if you like to exchange Christmas cards, to try to save you a few dollars doing that. It's about 60 cents a card now if you want to mail it in the mail. Or you can just bring your cards here starting next week and place them. If you got somebody you want to give a card to or whatever, there'll be a little slot with their name in it, and you can place the cards there. No, you just put the cards in a basket, and we'll place the cards in the slotted names. And let me get this straight. Just bring it, put it in the basket. We'll take care of putting them, and then check them every week under your name and take your cards home with you. That's the way it goes. But anyway, we'll be doing that from now through December 18th. So that's one way to save a few cents as you get ready for these holidays. And then they're looking for help for those that might want to from the church to help with the Christmas in the Park down here in West Jefferson. There's some ways you can help that. There's some signs up around the church talking about that a little bit. But if you want to be a help to that, who are they going to contact on that? I think it was Verna, or Pastor. So let us know, and you can be a part of getting things prepared for the Christmas holidays downtown. And then just one of the other things I saw here, along with our Bible prayer meeting, prayer meeting this noon, one of the things that I noticed in the bulletin was we have some puzzling people in this church. And they're not seek and find, and I've never heard a cross word, but they dig the jig, Saul. So anyway, there are some people around here that they like to work puzzles, and then they bring them in and exchange puzzles. So if you're a puzzle worker, sometimes it's Christmas time, you get puzzles, whatever, and you work the puzzle, and say, okay, well, I've worked it, what am I going to do? You can bring it in, pick up another puzzle from the library, and they exchange puzzles that way, and you can have some fun doing that. But if you lose one or two pieces, don't bring it in. You might drive them crazy, you know. So only full puzzles if you want to do that. So that would be something you could take part on. Other than that, we are just certainly glad you're here this morning. We're here to praise the Lord and lift up his name because he is good. And we have a wonderful Thanksgiving this week, and we can enjoy the blessings of God's mercies to us and the blessings of this great nation we live in. God bless you.
We bring the sacrifice of praise. Let's stand, shall we? Let's stand this morning and sing.
We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifices.
Nice and warm in here.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried to Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. I heard about a mansion he has bought for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story.
And some sweet day I'll sing up there
the song of victory.
Raise it up.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Isn't that a great old hymn? It tells the story. Let's read together, shall we? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Surely the presence of the Lord.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the rush of angels' wings. I see glory on his face. Glory on his face. Surely
Father, you're here this morning. We ask you to be here. We know that you're here. We pray that in each of our hearts, we'll let the Spirit run free today. We'll hear from your word today what you want us to hear, Lord. And above all, change my heart, oh God. May I not leave here today not making a change in my heart and my soul and being drawn closer to you. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we have our anniversary today among us, 40 years. Can you guess who it is? Kathy and Russ. Happy anniversary to you today. Well, you were going to have a happy anniversary, but I'm not sure how it's going to turn out now. And up in the front, you see all these boxes up here. We have 76 boxes for Samaritan's Purse to send to kids. So that allows us as a church to have a reach into the world, community, to kids, to give them something for Christmas and let them see that they're loved by somebody. And hopefully that carries on to their families and they can pass it around to friends or whatever. So you're making an impact. I think this is the most we've had, isn't it? This is the most we've had? Yeah. Most we've ever had. So that's an accomplishment as well. So, missing a few people, a lot of sickness going around. I had some kind of thing with just like a fever and just being tired, but not feeling sick or anything. Just some kind of weird thing like that. So my wife says I'm weird all the time anyway, so she didn't really notice any different. But I feel okay today, just a little bit tired, but not bad. So that's why I'm not going to shake your hand or anything this morning. So I don't think I'm being antisocial. I don't think I have anything, but you never know nowadays. There's so many things going around. You probably have something too, so I don't want to catch what you have either. So, and Dan is with the Young Hunters or whatever they're called. And so hopefully he can make a spiritual impact on these kids that are out hunting and share with them about Christ while they're out there. We got Tina's surgery's coming up, D-Day, December 7th. So that's going to be happening. Kim had a was it the friend that passed away, Ed? Was that Kim's friend that passed away? Oh, Kim's here. Never mind, Ed. I'll ask Kim. I'll hold it so you don't have to touch it. So I'll just hold it. I'll just hold it to your mouth. So she's going to tell us.
Yeah, it was early Friday morning out on Route 23. My friend's son, he was 22 years old. He was killed in an accident, one car accident. Don't know all the details yet, but he leaves behind a one-year-old daughter. So please keep the Steele family in your prayers, please.
Steele family. And also the McAvoys, his brother-in-law passed away. I think they're in Pennsylvania. So I got that news this week as well. And Mary's surgery went well. She can see now. She knows who we are. She may not come back now, I don't know, but she can see us. Said it went well, right, Mary? Surgery went well? Everything's fine, so. Anything else this morning? A lot of sniffing going on. Allergies, colds, and everything else, so. Now we're afraid of whatever it is, aren't we? Oh, you're making a noise, I can't be near you. We need to get back to normal, don't we? We're have a normal life, and people just are going to get sick, and that's going to happen. It's not a big deal, so. Well, let's pray this morning. Father, thanks for being with us today and all these situations that we go through, Lord, in life. Help us realize that you're the most important thing. It doesn't matter about a football game or who wins and who loses or whatever's happening, Lord, but it matters about souls, of who gets to know you and who we share with and how we interact with other people. Be with those who can't be with us this morning, Lord, for a number of reasons, maybe sickness, maybe a family member or friend passed away and they're going there or they're visiting friends and family. But be with us this Thanksgiving season, Lord, that we can be thankful every day and not just one day a year. Father, help us to celebrate being alive in you as a holiday all the time, that you saved us, that we're not like we used to be, and that we're not like we're going to be yet. We have something to look forward to. Be with those, Lord, who are not feeling well. Pray that they'll feel better. Give them comfort and peace. those who are spiritually struggling with you. Pray you be with them, Lord, as well, that they can find you, Lord, where they are. Be with those facing surgeries, those facing complicated situations with family and friends and finances and all those things that we pray about. Those who have spiritual and mental issues as well, addictions. That you'll help them with their addictions, Lord, to overcome those, to overcome mental issues that they may be having, that they can find peace and relief and recovery in you. For this family, Lord, that lost a son who left a daughter behind. Tragic thing, Lord, that's happening with these things. And we just pray you be with us, Lord, in the coming days, in the coming years. May it be a special time for us in you as we draw close to you. And you let us reach out to those who are here. Bless these boxes that are here this morning. Pray for each one, Lord, that the life it touches, Lord, has changed. That they can see Jesus Christ represented through that box and know that they're loved and that can change their life. Pray for their families, Lord, as well. Be with us this morning, Lord. Be with Dave as he sings a special. Kathy and Russ as they celebrate their anniversary. Lord, and be with those who need you in your name. Amen.
Pastor, I know you are sick. I'm fortunate in my family that knows it's running my family, so I know when I'm sick. You'll get that, I think.
We start this morning by thanking all those who've served in the church here, those who make the food, clean up, teach, build things, answer the phones, usher, serve communion, sing and pray. You can probably turn this down a little bit. Decorate, lead Bible studies, teach, welcome others, pass out bulletins, count money, keep the grounds and building up, visit, write letters, invite people, pick up people, support the church, anybody else I may have overlooked. So thankful for all of you, because it wouldn't happen if you weren't here. Can't do it by myself, right? It needs all of us together to do it. I know some pastors think it's all about them, but it's not, because when the pastor goes, the church needs to continue on. That's what Jesus' message was, wasn't it? When he ascended into heaven, he left his disciples a message, didn't he? Go and make disciples. Teach, right? Teach, preach, share the gospel. That's what it's supposed to be. So when I see these pastors leave churches and the church falls apart, something's wrong with that congregation. That guy set them up for failure. Should be, you work yourself out of a position, because nobody's going to be in their position forever, are they? It needs to carry on, so we need to be building the next generation. That's why we work with our youth. That's why Laura's teaching that Sunday school class, and Maxine and Alex, the younger ones, to build up the next generation to carry on. Otherwise, you're going to have nothing. You see a lot of churches close because they don't do that. They're happy with what they have. They just get older, they all pass away, and the church closes, and then somebody or some other group takes it over. Then it becomes a mosque or a house or a store or whatever. Not what it was made for. So keep up the good work. Thanksgiving's just around the corner. We come together with family and friends to share a meal, story, some quality time, and a day where we can reminisce about the good old days and make some new memories, right? Some families play sports or cards or watch sports. Other families sit around and talk and bake and do things like that, but some say Thanksgiving and football go together. Can't have football without Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving without football. It started with the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears. And this is a picture from 1934. That was one of the first games that they had on Thanksgiving Day. This year it's Patriots or somebody. I don't remember who's playing this year, but somebody else is playing. But I can't imagine playing in that outfit right there. You wonder how many of those guys actually got carried off the field. Right? To me, those were the real football players. I mean, the ones we have today have so many pads and everything else. They still get hurt, but when you have just a little leather piece on your head, those are the real men. And I'm not doing that, so. Well, we know the Pilgrims weren't playing football at the first Thanksgiving, right? Well, they might have, but we don't know that. They even knew what it was. But when I think of that Thanksgiving, I pictured it as being simple. Simple Thanksgiving, not a lot of fanfare. They invited people in, they had the food, they had friends. They were going to celebrate the goodness of God and the provision that they were about to share together. So they were thanking the Lord for the bounty that they had. They had food, they had supplies. Thanking Him for the harvest, for the hunt, for the land and the house, for survival, for clothes, and praying that God would give Dad a good shot so they could have some kind of meat, turkey, rabbit, whatever it was they had. There were no televisions, no cell phones, no iPads, computers, or anything else to distract them from visiting, sharing with family and friends. Their focus was on God and each other. They weren't sitting around the table doing this. You see it a lot, don't you? Wherever you go. We did something the other day in the restaurant. We were like, what's this question? We were looking up stuff on our phones. We were still talking, but a lot of times they don't even talk. They'll go to a Thanksgiving meal or whatever it is, and all the kids are sitting around and they're all texting. So maybe a good thing if we had that EMP, electromagnetic pulse, you know what that does? It sets everything electric off. So we actually had to go back at least for a day to what it was like to live in a time when you had to communicate. Kathy, quit shaking your head. You want to do that? Yes, you do. You had to communicate. You had to do things together. You had to work together. Right? It wasn't just everybody sits on the couch and mom makes the meal and then you say, she's ready. And then you eat it and then we go away and then she's like, oh, I got to clean this up and we're all doing other stuff. The whole family participated, I think. They all helped. They all did their part. And they all gave thanks to God. Psalm 118:1 says, give thanks to the Lord for He is good. His love endures forever. That alone should be enough reason for us to give thanks, shouldn't it? That His love is good and it endures forever. We should be able to thank God every day for something. I see people on Facebook. I think Trish is one that's doing it, and I think I think Heather was doing it for a while, I might remember, thanking God for so many days, something new each day to thank God for. It just makes you aware of what's around and not taking it for granted. You know, thank you, God, that I could get up this morning. Thank you that I was able to sleep last night, that I have breakfast, that I have a house to stay in, that I have blankets, that I have a car, that I, all those things we need to think of that we're thankful for. Don't think of all the bad things. You can think of enough of those, right? I don't have this. I don't have that. But be glad for what you do have. David in 1 Chronicles 29 offers praise and thanks to God for taking care of them. 1 Chronicles 29, 10 and 13, you have it up there. Praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor of everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You're the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give thanks and praise your glorious name. A lot of stuff in there, isn't there? It's an awesome prayer that he had. David's thanking God who's everlasting. That means he never runs out. He's always there, always has been there. He's not going to never exist. He's great and he's powerful. It says he's majestic. Everything is his. Do we think about that? Everything's God's. You look at the picture, all the trees, the mountains, the water, the air, the sky, everything is his. Sometimes we think it's ours, don't we? It's my house, my car, it's my property. But actually, without God, you wouldn't have it. Right? It's my health, my body. Without God, you wouldn't have any of that, would you? It'd be gone in an instant, be gone in a flash. It says he rules over all things and gives us strength. He knows what's happening in all situations, doesn't he? Whether it's the doctor, whether it's the lawyer, whether it's politics, whether it's family, he knows all those situations, and he's in control. We just need to trust in him. How many of you ever have ridden a roller coaster? I have, and I hated every minute of it. So what do? You just hang on. You just hang on, don't you? And you just trust that it's not going to fly off the track. The bar's not going to release, right? My wife's laughing because she loves all this. This is so fun. I'm like, no, it isn't. We went to Cedar Point one time. We were going to get on the Gemini, I think it is. When it goes, the Blue Streak, I can handle that, but I don't like it. Gemini, we start, and I got ready to get through, and I stepped in the car. Got ready to sit down. I'm like, whoop, nope. And I walked out, and I said, I am not going on this. If I do not enjoy it, why would I go on it? But the thing is, huh? Right, I let other people enjoy it. That's a good reason, Russ. I left room for somebody else to enjoy it. I'll remember that. Thing is, once you get on a roller coaster and get locked in and you start going, you don't have control. You just have to trust that everything's going to be okay, don't you? And the same with our lives with God. We have to just trust it's going to be okay. He has all power, authority, controls all things. He owns all things. We need to believe that he's in it for us for the best. And that we're going to be safe and get through this trip. No matter how rough it gets, he's still going to be there. And he gives us the strength to make it through. He ends up with, we give thanks and praise for your glorious name. We could just think of God like that every day, couldn't we? That he's good. When things go bad, you still think, well, God's good. It's okay. Had a hard time. Somebody, you know, got mad at me or somebody did whatever. But it's going to be okay because God's good. He has a glorious name. We need to be telling him, thanks, Lord, for that. I know I got in this car wreck, but thank you that I didn't get hurt. I didn't get killed. It's just a vehicle, right? I slipped and fell and broke my leg, but it could have been my back. You know? Any of those kind of things that we think about that happen could always be worse. And God's there, I think, looking after us, protecting us. Why did that person have to go to heaven now? Because it was their time. Maybe they're suffering, and God said, I'm tired of your suffering. I need you to come home. But we don't always think that way, do we? You think of how we're going to feel. We don't think about the other person sometimes, that they're over that suffering now, or they're over whatever. We can only be thankful when we don't feel like it. Sometimes we don't feel like being thankful, don't we? Like, somebody gives you something, and I don't say thanks, but I just like, you can say thanks for that. Maybe you just don't feel like it, but you need to do it anyway, regardless of how you feel. found this poem on being thankful, and it may help you see thankfulness in a whole different way. It says, be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there to be looked forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you opportunity to learn. Thankful for difficult times, during those times you grow. Be thankful for your limitations. They give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, which will build your strength and your character. Be thankful for your mistakes, because they'll teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've given your all. Then he has a few more on here that I didn't go over. But it's easy to be thankful during good times for the good things. But when things aren't so good or so easy, we need to strive to be thankful in all things. It doesn't say for all things, does it? I thank you, God, that I got COVID. I thank you that I have this disease. I thank you. No, you say, I thank you in this disease. Even though I have this, I thank you as I'm going through it. We can't dwell on disappointment or hardship, but on the goodness of God, that he loves us no matter the circumstances or how we feel. Thankfulness is not based on our emotions. If nothing else, we can thank the Lord for Christ dying on the cross for us in our place. And then we have a home in heaven that's waiting for us. It doesn't have to be about us. Philippians 1:3, Paul says, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. So we can thank God for others, can't we? Thanks for you, and thanks for you, and thanks for you. And each person has their own situation, don't they, that they're working on, their own thing that they contribute to. We aren't all the same. We all have different things that we do, people that we contact. Some people you talk to, I don't. Some people I talk to, you don't. So we have to make sure we talk to those people in our circle of influence. We can thank them for the things that didn't happen. Thank you that I didn't get that sickness, that I'm not suffering worse, right? Thank you that I didn't have COVID. I can thank you for that. I didn't have COVID. Had some weird thing, don't know what it was. Had a little fever, got tired, and that was it. I still could eat. I still could taste everything. I don't know what it was. Just one of those things that happened to us, right? We have different things that happen. We say, thank God it wasn't worse. Share a couple things that Billy Graham said about being thankful. He says, thank God for the people in your life. It's easy to take people for granted or even to complain, become angry because they don't meet your every wish. But we need to give thanks for those around us, for our spouse, our children, our relatives, our friends, and others who help us in some way. We need to let them know they're important to us. How many people have regrets that I wish I would have said that they never said? We never know how long we'll be here, and once someone is gone, we can never tell them what we should have told them while they were here. Be thankful for those around you, and tell them every day, as long as you can. Billy once said, I received a letter from a woman who began telling me how fortunate she was to have a kind, considerate husband. Then she used 4 pages to list all his faults. How many times we do that? Thank the Lord for one thing, and then next thing we complain about something else. How many marriages and relationships have grown cold eventually and are shattered because of the sin of ingratitude? They don't appreciate their spouse. I'm still learning that. Right? I'm still learning how to do that. Every family's different. You don't always get taught those things in your family. I was talking with somebody the other day. He was talking about being a parent. He said, oh, I failed miserably. I was a parent when I was 17. I made all these mistakes. I said, nobody gets a handbook on parenting. Everybody makes mistakes. Nobody's perfect. Then we talked about our families. You know, my dad was an alcoholic, was married 5 times, all this stuff, and I said my goal was never to be like him. I was going to go to college. I was going to go to my kids' games. I was going to be there to support them. So it was a thing that happened to me, and he talked about the same thing. And I said there's some things I would like about him and some things I wouldn't like about him. And I said, our kids are going to say the same thing about us. I like this about that part, but I don't like that part. We all have a chance to make a choice and make a difference, right? We don't have to live in the shadow of our parents or our brothers or sisters or whatever it is. But I never thought about ingratitude as a sin. I never thought of the times when I'm lazy and don't say thank you that I'm sinning against God because he wants me to be grateful and express it, not only to him, but my family and friends. And being thankful doesn't always have to be a feeling. You can just choose to say it, right? Thanks for that. Appreciate it. Christians in Corinth were far from perfect, but Paul began his first letter by saying to them, I always thank God for you. Thanking God for them. Then in Romans we read that at the sight of these men, Paul thanked God and was encouraged. How often do we look at life from a different perspective that's not our own? You see somebody do something, you think, you stupid person, why'd you do that? Well, they're probably saying that to us because we don't know the story behind it. I was just thinking about somebody that runs through a red light. Maybe they have somebody in the hospital. I don't know. You don't know what the reason is. You don't know what's happening and why they do things. Maybe they have a good reason, but we don't know. My wife's really good at that. She's not running red lights, but she's good at thinking of other people the way they would think about it. She said, well, maybe they're thinking about this. I'm like, no, they're just stupid. They're doing dumb stuff. She's like, no, maybe they're thinking about something else, or maybe something happened. They didn't notice. So she kind of keeps giving me that stuff. Eventually, I'll get there. I'm heading that direction a little bit more than I used to. So I got a ways to go. Oh, she's still nodding her head. But we need to maybe think about somebody else's perspective. What have they gone through? Maybe they just had a tragic circumstance. That's how they're rude or mad or something because something just happened to them. And we take it personally when it's not personal at all. Just because they had a problem and we didn't know it. Showing appreciation to someone can be life-changing. If you want a happy family, maybe you need to appreciate them. Right? Tell them you're thankful for them. You're glad to have them in your life. Thank God for those who touch your life. And then you can touch theirs with gratitude. Second thing he said was, thank God in the midst of trials and even persecution. Hard to do, isn't it? How do you thank God in the midst of trials and persecution? Because naturally we want to draw back from it. Nobody wants to go through a trial or persecution. But in the midst of that, we can thank God, not for the trial or trouble, but we know he's promised to help us. He's going to deliver us, either in the midst or after. Sometime he's going to deliver us. We know he can use times of suffering to draw us closer to himself. James 1 says, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials and struggles because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. So he's developing our faith, isn't he? Making us stronger. I remember different times when things happened to us in our life when I think, we can't do this. It's not going to work. And then God brought it through and we're like, yeah, he can do it. So the next time it wasn't as hard. It's just like exercise. You don't stretch the muscle, it doesn't grow, right? When Daniel learned that evil men were plotting against him to destroy him, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God just as he had done before. Even though he knew trouble was coming, he still thanked God. Thank you for who you are, for being faithful to me, that you're going to deliver me. 1 Thessalonians, Paul declared, you will even be able to thank God in the midst of pain and distress because you are privileged to share the lot of those who are living in the light. What trials are you facing today? And how are you handling those trials? Do you know that God knows about it? Say, God, you know what's going on. I trust you through this. And then he said, third thing Billy Graham said, thank God for salvation in Jesus Christ. If you find nothing else to be thankful for, you can be thankful that Jesus Christ is your Savior, that he died for you. If everything else is going terrible that day, you can thank him for that. Because he invites you personally to spend eternity with him. If you don't know him, what do? You reach out and accept him in faith. I need you in my life. Now, we think everybody that comes to church is a Christian. That may not be true. Some people come to church because they've always done it. And they never said, Jesus, come into my life. I just said, well, if I'm in church, I'm a Christian. Well, it's not what he talks about. He talks about a personal faith, personal relationship that we have to ask him to come into our lives. But each year we set aside a day called Thanksgiving, family feasting football. But for the Christian, every day should be a Thanksgiving for us. Ephesians 5:20. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything, name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ken Crockett said, God has given us far more blessings than we've ever thanked him for. Someday you can start making a list, writing things down, right? Thankful for this, 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 and I wonder how long that list would be. It doesn't cost us anything to be thankful, but it's vital to our relationship with the Lord and with others. So why is gratitude important, or gratefulness, or thankfulness? This is what he says. Thankfulness acknowledges that God is our provider, prevents a complaining spirit, creates a positive outlook on life, and invites joy to dwell in your hearts. Isn't it much better to be around a person that's happy and joyful than one who's sorrowful? Right? What do they call him? A negative Nelly or something like that? Or it could be negative Ned. You know, we're not going to get sexist here on it. But when a person's negative, it's hard to be positive around them, isn't it? You want to just like, just go tell somebody over there. Robert Bly tells a story called Thanking Dad. So imagine this scene. A man around 35 is meant to a men's movement weekend. While away, he realizes that he never told his father that he loved him. So he decides when he gets home, he'll do it. He picks up the phone, calls his dad. Hi, Dad, it's me. Hi, son. I'll go get your mother. Isn't that what usually happens? Mom, I want to talk to Mom. There's a pause. Why? No, I don't need to talk to Mom. It's you I want to talk to. Why? Do you need money? No, Dad, I've been thinking a lot about you. The things you've done for me, working all those years to put me through college, supporting our family. My life is going well now, and it's because of what you did. You got me started. I just thought about it, realized I never said thanks. Silence on the other end. The son continues, I want to tell you thanks and I love you. Son, have you been drinking? That's what we think sometimes when a person finally realizes they're thankful, they think there's something wrong because they've never said this before. If he had said it more often, his dad wouldn't have had that thought, would he? But he thought, this is weird. This has never happened before. But we have those moments when we need to do those things, don't we? We realize, I've never done this. I've never told my mom or dad, thanks for bringing me up, for all the hard work you've done. I never told my spouse or friend or whatever it is, thanks for all these things, or my employee or my employer. Thanks for giving me that job that I'm able to live. Thanks for fixing this for me. Thanks for doing these kind of things. Thanks for talking to me when nobody else would. Son hadn't been drinking, but he realized he took his dad for granted. He didn't expect money, but he thanked him for the money that his dad had given him. But maybe some of you need to thank today, maybe on Thanksgiving Day when you're gathered as a family. Thanks for this, thanks for that, thanks for whatever it may be, especially those who are preparing everything and then cleaning up everything and you're just sitting there watching the football game, whatever. Maybe you need to go click, turn it off. Hey, can I help you? Then you can all watch it together. We're trying to do some of that. We try to help clean up now and stuff instead of just going and playing and it gets done. And my wife would be like, I didn't get to do anything because I was cleaning up the whole time. And I thought, I never thought about that. Right? When you look outside of our own self. In an article by Charles Stanley, he mentioned some benefits of being thankful and expressing gratitude. He says, thankfulness keeps us continually aware that the Lord is close by. We know his presence is there. It gives us comfort and peace. Thankfulness motivates us to look for his purpose in our circumstances, knowing that God doesn't want to cause hurt or trouble, but he can use it and he can take the edge off the pain. Thanking the Lord is a giant step toward being able to follow Christ's example, where he says, not my will but yours, where Christ took on the cross willingly for us. He didn't want to do it, but he knew he had to do it. Thankfulness is an essential ingredient for joy. Without thanks, there's no joy. That's why ungrateful people are so grumpy. And inner joy gives a sense of contentment. We can be assured that all God's purposes are good and he's in complete control of every situation. Having a grateful attitude strengthens our witness to unbelievers. The world is filled with people who are angry and frustrated and overwhelmed with difficulties, but a believer with gratitude in his life as a light that's shining in a dark place. And people around you will want to know why you don't grumble and complain the way everybody else does. And then you can tell them about your Savior and what he's done for you. Paul was an example, wasn't he? Experiencing all his hardships. And he talks about them as being momentary light afflictions. So he doesn't see it as forever, because we're not going to be here forever. He sees it as a momentary light affliction, because he knows it's going to be in eternity forever. He compares our situations on earth with what's waiting for us in eternity. For him, a 40-year stretch of pain and hardship was no match for the eternal weight of glory that was waiting for him. Gratitude transforms anxiety into peace, which passes all understanding. When we're worried and we don't understand, we need to trust God for the peace that passes understanding when we don't know and we're not really sure. Most of the time, we'd rather get out of our difficulties than thank God for them. But those difficulties help us to grow and mature. Think of the tough times you've gone through and how you've changed and how your faith is stronger because of that. The Lord's purpose for our life extends beyond our days on earth, and he's working for our eternal good. So we need to thank him for today, for whatever situation we're going through. Otherwise, what's the alternative? Anger, bitterness, resentment, grumbling. God made us for something better, didn't he? Eternal and sustaining joy. And transformation starts with two small words. Thank you. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this day. Thanks for being with us. God, let us be thankful this season, this day, this year, this month, as long as we have here on earth, that we can be an example to those around us. To put our faith and trust in you, to know that you are our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Friend. Give us your peace and your direction, we pray in your name. Amen.
Would you stand this morning? Let's sing. God will make a way where there seems to be no way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. He make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Aren't you thankful this morning that God's in control? There's nothing that's going to come in our life. That song goes through my head, I don't know how many times as I travel over the years, different situations have come up. You know, God's going to take care of it. Thanks be to God, right? As Pastor said, we need to be thankful. Need to be thankful what God is going to take us through this week. We'll come out ahead because God is in control. Good. Have a good week. Thank you.
If anybody can help Donna take these boxes to her car for delivery, she needs help loading up her car this morning.
Recording stopped.